For military families with loved ones serving in Iraq, this holiday season comes with varying degrees of relief and anxiety as the 9-year war in Iraq winds down and deployments come to an end. Members of the Kentucky National Guard, deployed nearly 6 months ago, are beginning to come home from Iraq. Brenna Angel from member station WUKY has the story of one soldier who has mixed emotions about his desire to serve and the toll it takes on his family.
Earlier this month, members of the Kentucky National Guard's 198th Military Police Battalion were welcomed home to Louisville after a brief tour in Iraq. They were part of a larger brigade of soldiers deployed this summer to carry out the drawdown.
For us, the mission was great. It was a great opportunity for the soldiers to do a once-in-a-lifetime type mission that, you know, we'll probably never, ever be able to do again in transitioning a base from the Department of Defense over to the Department of State.
Lieutenant Colonel Chantel Adams is commander of the 198th. This last deployment to Iraq was only about 2.5 months for Adams, who has served overseas 3 other times during his military career. Those missions typically lasted 12 to 15 months.
This is a volunteer army, so a lot of times we know what we're getting into when you raise your right hand to join. But at the same token, many of us, when we do that, you know, we were young and single and didn't have kids and families, and I'm not going to tell you it's easy. Whether you've got young kids or, in my case, you know, I've got 19, 16, and a 13-year-old, and it's a little rough.
Adams says technology makes it a lot easier for troops to communicate with loved ones. He didn't have Skype or Gmail 20 years ago while serving in the Persian Gulf War. But even video is no replacement for being able to physically give someone a hug. And Adams is glad to be home.
You know, in the back of your mind, though, you're always thinking about your friends and other family who are still overseas and wishing that they were here, being able to enjoy and do the same things that you're doing. But it's just a good feeling to know that you're home. All my soldiers are, you know, that were with me are safe and sound back with their families. And it's, you know, not only is it a relief, but it's just a feeling that you just can't explain.
Lieutenant Colonel Chantel Adams spent Thanksgiving, like most Americans, eating turkey and pie. Hundreds of other Kentucky National Guardsmen are still in Iraq and actually had their traditional dinner last Sunday. It was the final hot meal served at the Camp Liberty Dining Hall before shutting down. For NPR News, I'm Brenna Angel.
This is NPR News.